Christmas always used to be the time when we went down the shops, we looked through lots of shop windows, we thought about what Granny wanted, we thought what Auntie wanted, and then we came back with a carload of stuff and spent our time wrapping them up before we presented them to Granny, put them under the tree, or waited for the children to open them before Christmas Day. But now it's more about looking on the web and seeing what is available, looking at prices, do they compare with the shops? But now people are thinking, well, they do, and they are buying online. And Cyber Monday was the day where everyone hit the web and bought their Christmas presents, and hopefully they will all arrive on time. But how did Cornwall fare on Cyber Monday? Rob Edlin from Nidux has been doing some research. Now, Rob is with me now. Just tell me what you've been looking at.
Well, we've been looking at a sample of 20 online shops in the county, ranging from around £100,000 per annum turnover right up to £1.5 million. And what we've seen is quite an increase on last year, an increase, in fact, of the sample of 20 online businesses that we looked at, an increase of 76% on specifically the week starting from what is referred to in America as Black Friday, but running for a week, which includes Cyber Monday, the busiest day of the year for e-commerce.
76%, I mean, it's up, what, three quarters? That's a massive amount for some businesses.
It is up a lot. We hear a lot about the high street really suffering with sales going down, but e-commerce really is building, and there's a number of factors that are responsible for that.
Okay, so what sort of businesses are we looking at in Cornwall, and what sort of things are they selling?
Well, we find a big selection of online shops within Cornwall. There really is a wide range, from people selling consumables to gifts, all sorts of different products that you can think of, really. Cornwall's a great place for e-commerce. We seem to see a lot of online businesses. We're a very rural community, and people are selling anything and everything. We have some really, really niche businesses in the county.
So what do these figures say for the future of Cornwall's business community?
It's really positive, actually. The study we did, there were a few businesses that didn't fare as well. There were many that fared much, much better. And what we're seeing is the people that are really starting now to concentrate on e-commerce are the businesses that are really, really winning.
Now we've got a sense of what the future looks like. What sort of things do we need to do to actually make it work for Cornwall big time?
I think it's a change in thinking, really. E-commerce has really established itself now. It's really, really developed. But people really need to concentrate on running an online shop as a business, not just a little extension, not just something additional to the main part of the business, but actually a business in its own right. Really concentrate on the build, really concentrate on the content, offer great service, market the business well, and really give it some money, give it some time, and put some effort into it.
Because it was actually the marketing which showed difference, wasn't it, where people advertised?
Yeah, it was, and this year we've seen a substantial increase in sales that have occurred via mobile devices. We've seen a lot of sales through iPhones, iPads, Google's own operating system Android. There's many phones now that run that. People are buying using mobiles. People are also making much more use of YouTube and looking at video and finding how-to guides that have got links embedded in them, taking them through to products. So those businesses that are using those new technologies, again, are the ones that are really shining.
The hint there is, if you're selling online, make sure that people know about what you're selling through the most popular devices.
Yeah, I mean, certainly there's no excuse now not to target mobile. Mobile is still a very, very cost-effective way to market your business online. Many businesses, even some of the more well-established e-commerce businesses, just aren't doing as well as they could do on mobile because they're not thinking about it. This year, we've seen exceptional growth in mobile usage, but mobile is not just the only platform. We need to be looking to social media. We need to be looking to video. We need to be looking to some of the changes that Google have made in search and taking advantage of those to really get the most and boost those sales.